For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Invitation text tonight comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. We know that the perishable are things that decay, that fail, that die. And that imperishable things are eternal. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised, imperishable. And we shall be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal, this human. Humans die. Life ends. This mortal must put on immortality, that which lives on forever. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written in Isaiah chapter 25, death is swallowed up in victory. Hosea writes, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Not the old Mosaical law, just law. If you transgress a law, we have laws today, we all know what laws are, and if we break them, we sin. And without a law, there is no sin. Just like without a computer, there is no Facebook. Because the computer supports Facebook, doesn't it? It came about because of the computer. And so sin came about because of law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that victory we find in Romans in chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. And Paul writes, For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus, Christ Jesus, our Lord. None of these things can separate us from the love of God. But in Corinthians, in verse 58, Paul writes again, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain. Well, why would Paul write that if we cannot be separated from the love of God? He wrote in Romans that we can't. But if he wrote here in Corinthians, to be steadfast and immovable, surely we can. But how can we? He just said, listen, all those things, that we can't be separated from God. There's only one way that we can, and that's just if we separate ourselves from God, if we choose not to follow our God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. In John, 1 John, chapter 5, I would like to quickly read the first 12 verses, which speaks to this matter also. Because the Apostle John wrote in John 3:16 that he who believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. And here he writes, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and we observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. In Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, Micah writes to the Israelites there, he has told you, O man, this is God, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, which can also be translated loyalty, and to walk humbly, circumspectly, that is, with your God. Those simple things help constitute what keeping God's commandments are. Verse 4 in 1 John 5, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This is the one who came by water and the blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, testimony, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that bear witness, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. Their testimony is in agreement. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For the witness of God is this, that he has borne witness, borne testimony concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the witness that God has borne concerning his Son. And this witness is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has not the Son, or he who has the Son, has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Do you have the Son of God? You are here tonight. You have the opportunity to have the Son, to have the life. And this life is found in Jesus Christ, as we just read. And it is presented here tonight. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you want to confess your faith in him and serve him all the days of your life, you may come forward and do so at this time, as we stand together and sing the invitation song.